Hello, my name is Maria Soto. I am 15 years old. Today is November 24th, 2017. I'm speaking with Alex, who is my brother. We are recording this in Parker, Colorado. So, Alex, how has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Life is different because when you grow up, you realize that you have a lot more stuff, like a lot more responsibility, like bills and going to work and just trying to make money and trying to live just a stable life, and also trying to just find something to do after school, you know, like a career or anything. And it is hard to do when you're not prepared for it, but if you are prepared, then life should go easy and more smoothly than expected.
Okay. Tell me about what were you like as a kid? What did you look like, and how did you like to spend your time? I remember you had like a bull haircut, like a mushroom head. You describe yourself.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Well, as a kid, I don't really remember much. I didn't really have that much of a fun childhood. I started working at an early age. Around like 8 years old is when my parents would instead of in summertime when school is over, instead of hanging out with friends, I would go to work with my parents. and they'll just teach, I don't know, I was pretty young when they taught me about working and hard work and stuff like that. And I guess that was kind of a good thing, because now that I'm older, I do realize and have more experience with hard work and stuff like that. But I did have some times that were pretty fun, pretty memorable with friends and just hanging out. And I wish I could have had a more, I guess, like a more fun side to childhood, but it's whatever.
So you and me both have in common that we both worked when we were kids. You were 8, I was 5. Mm-hmm. And even though we grew up some more, we both have more work experience and we both are hard workers. Everyone realizes it, which is kind of a good plus sign, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, all right. So, important lessons in life. I guess one would be to be prepared for adulthood, because while you're still young, yeah, you can still have fun and hang out with friends and stuff, but you just have to also remember that once like school and stuff is over and once you grow up, you do have a lot more responsibility. That's when you have to like know right away what you want to do, how are you going to do it, and how are you going to get there. And it's just good to be prepared with that, but not to stress you out too much, because you don't want that to ruin your young life, because you still have a lot more to live for while you're young. But yeah, that's got to be one of the most important things to learn in life.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Work life. Work life, one thing to learn is that you gotta, I guess, let things just slide, because there are times where you will get mad, or something will upset you, or like maybe your manager or your boss is like telling you to do too much, or you know, telling you that you need to work harder and stuff, and you just gotta just accept it and say, okay, all right, I'll do this. And, you know, just think that this isn't going to be forever, you know. It's just going to be at this moment for right now. I just got to work hard and just get through it, and then life will get easier, and then I'll just know everything. They will no longer have to, you know, tell you what to do because you already know it. They won't tell you to work harder because you already know how to work harder. And it'll just go easier and smoothly once you get to just let it slide and then just go through it and then just let it happen.
So you're saying that, like, stuff, like, little things aren't really a big deal to you? Or, like, it shouldn't be a big deal to anyone else if it's really small?
Small things, I mean, some small things can turn into big things, but if it is something that you know for sure can just be forgotten easily or just fixed easily, yeah, you should just not worry about it at all, because if you just let little things worry you, then that's just going to build up more and more, and then it's going to just stress you out more in life, and then it'll eventually just turn into a big thing if you worry about it too much. So if it is something small that's easily fixable, easily forgotten or anything like that, then just let it go and then find something else that you really can fix on and just forget about it all.
So I'll move back to the important question. So I'll go with our childhood, me and you, when we were close. Mm-hmm. So remember, like, when we were kids, you play with each other, like, in games, you know, like hide and seek or like tag your it, or like scare each other out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Out of all the games that we played as kids, which one did you enjoy the most and why?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I don't even remember. Well, I guess what's memorable is, like, I don't know what we're playing, but just like as a family too, sometimes we'll be in a family and then we will all just be together having fun. And just those moments where it's like, where we're just all happy and then there's like no problems in life, that we were just there. That was more memorable. And it could be whatever, we'll just be playing games or just sitting around and talking. And as long as we were happy and then had no worries in our minds or anything, that was really memorable. Is that the question?
Do you know what game that I remember the most? Mm. Remember that time you were, like, building the house, my mom and dad, you know, playing Tiger, and I fell on the nails?
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, my legs were bleeding because I fell on the nails.
Yeah.
That's, like, the most memorable. Oh, yeah, my hands, too. Mm. And, like, my elbows. Mm-hmm. I hurt. Next question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did in my life? Well, there's a lot of things. And they pretty much were all equally dumb. But, I mean, I guess one thing that did affect pretty much from everything starting from childhood to now is just being completely, I guess, blind to adulthood. Because throughout high school, I thought that I was just going to be young and then that nothing else mattered. But then I realized high school's over, everything's done, the same friends you had are no longer your friends, they're gone. And it was pretty dumb to just think that I would stay young forever and then that high school life would be going on forever. But, yeah, I think that's got to be one of the dumbest things that I can think of.
Okay. So is there any advice you want to give me before I go into my senior year of high school?
One thing is, because it's your senior year, you do have to take it more seriously, knowing that it's your last year in high school. But while you're taking it seriously, also take it as it's the last time, I think, of your freedom. Because after that, you know, it's when you pretty much just have to start your life. And when you think that you can't like have it as a stressful thing in your mind, you just gotta think it as, you know, this part is over now, and life can just go easily, and it doesn't have to stop being fun or anything like that because it's over. But you just still have to just take it seriously, and just know that it's your last year of high school, and just to make the most of it, and just have fun, and but at the same time, just be smart about it.
All right, thank you for the advice. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
What class is this?
Literature and composition. Well, contemporary Latin comp. But
present this.
I don't have to present this. Okay. The teacher just actually just listens to the recordings and just grades it.
Oh, okay.
Any more questions?
You graduate next year?
Yeah, I graduate 2019.
Oh, you just have one more year?
Yeah, one more year.
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, thank you for letting me interview you, and thank you for giving me your time.
Yep, you're welcome. It was fun, I think, I guess.
You guys. All right, bye.
Bye.